Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week's videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus you'll get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Pop, just to name a few, on that platform as well. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Now on with the memes. The first one is Layla, and she wants her future kids to know that her mother was thick and pretty. But surprise, surprise, she also has pictures of herself in Dubai, when she was once a Dubai port-a-potty girl for some Saudi prince. I guess what happens in Dubai doesn't always stay in Dubai. Up next, we have Kanye walking around in public with no shoes, wearing some weird blue Smurf socks, and sporting shoulder pads for some reason. Looks to me like he's starting to look like a Goomba from the live-action Super Mario movie. I wouldn't be surprised if more men started wearing shoulder pads the way that women did in the 80s in their business suits. I guess he might be intimidated by his girlfriend's fake gazungas, so he got fake shoulders. Number 3, I ask guys if they would or wouldn't use their wood on this woman. These sorts of tweets get the greatest amount of consistent attention. Sometimes I think to myself that I could put up a picture of anything and ask that question, and there'd be tens of thousands of guys who would see the post. One guy says yes if she's not too crazy. Another says no because he says that she looks like she's been run through. One guy says yes, but only on a one-night stand. Moving on, we have an old meme, but it still checks out. This one shows us that there's no difference in the attraction level between a poor man's wife and a multi-billionaire's wife. If you need proof, then all you need to do is look at this image. But Mrs. Zuck still sort of looks like she's in the middle category at first, but I'm sure she's working her way up to becoming the poor man or rich super billionaire's wife in the next few years. Actually, most realistically, this is what a poor man's wife increasingly looks like these days. Up next is an image of a single dad with 4 kids. Tragically, their mother passed away while giving birth to them. I can guarantee you that he would not be looking this happy if she was still around. Looks to me like their mother dying is the best thing that could have ever happened to them and him. I posted that this man was lucky, and some woman posted in the comments that my hatred of women is so deep that I think this man is lucky. I guess I must have hit a nerve. Number 6, we have a woman that actually hates men, and her son is actually supposedly transitioning into her daughter. Her new daughter is refusing to take her female hormones, so she's been crushing the pills and putting them into her morning cereal. What's next? Is she going to yell at her for not doing her weekly dilation? Number 7 is increasingly what the average man in his early 30s has to deal with versus the past. Back in the day, a woman was willing to be his helper when he was starting out, because they were in it together. But today she wants to bring Tyrone's baby to the table and help herself to everything that he built up on his own. The sad thing is that if she's nice and not abusive to him, any 30-something-year-old man will marry a woman like that. I've seen it with my own wedding photographer eyes. Moving on is a story about how Amber Heard is about to have a redemption and people are more in favor of her. In favor of what, though? Watching her become a Dubai port-a-potty girl, perhaps? Miss Turd would fit in perfectly in that scene. Maybe this story is from a PR firm contacting Glamour and paying for the story. You just know that when she finally dies one day, Johnny will probably poop on her grave. Number 9, we have a girl that was spying on her boyfriend's phone to catch him cheating. But the only thing she caught him doing looking through his browser history was seeing him search for, "Is my girlfriend autistic?" This girl also seems to have a chin so sharp that she could cut up a pizza. Other than that, I would still smash. Up next is the difference between how the average Indian man versus white man approach women. The Indian man plays the numbers game very aggressively, trying to get into women's pants, being over the top with his self-confidence, and yet the white boy, he's just too scared to approach women, even when he's being egged on by another guy to approach. Many Indian men have no shame asking a woman to rub roadies together. Number 11, we have AOC in a scientific report from 2004 claiming that accelerated mammary growth and mentally disabled females as an evolutionary mechanism for survival. Maybe it's soon to be erection time. I mean election time. And she just wants a new way to appeal to her voters. But we all know that the odds are pretty good that you got surgery to make them as big as cantaloupe melons. Then again, maybe we should trust the science. Up next, this one is like number 7 this week in real life. A single mother on a dating profile is asked if he can actually share the picture of her little boy, and look what she sent the guy. His response is to say bye and then to ghost her. I don't think the color of the kid's skin is important. What I think is important is that she has a kid to begin with. Single mothers with kids from all kinds of fathers are cancer. Apparently the most successful marriage combination is an Asian man and a black woman. The least successful is a man with Asperger's or on the mild autistic spectrum. His divorce rate is typically 80% on average. Number 13 is a woman horrified to find out that her stepdad was her number one customer on Lonely Friends. It's like he's subscribing to the younger version of his wife. He was probably hoping that once she realized it, she would reciprocate his affection. But somehow I doubt she did, as she was horrified instead of horny. Also with this woman, her mother and sister ended up turning on her. Moving on, we have an image showing us that girls know the power of their poon at a young age. It's funny because the boy says he can get that at Arby's. Meanwhile, he doesn't understand that he's going to go cuckoo for vagina puffs in only a few years. But Arby's doesn't sell fish-flavored corned beef, though. Number 15 isn't this beautiful. The Nebula 2. Here's proof that the female chameleon is everywhere. Because would anyone really care if this is a man in this picture? Also, man would just show us a complete picture of the nebula that he took without a minute. People were saying in the comments that there's no way that she took this picture in her backyard unless it was in the middle of nowhere. Looks like she also has a hot pair of nebulas herself. Up next is the difference between how the weather is reported in France versus Mexico. One guy in the comment section says, "That's why we left France, because, you know, it's always hot in Mexico. But we should look on the bright side, because at least women can stay employed longer on television in France. Although TV will be gone soon. Looks like in France, the weather girls have also just been upgraded." Moving on, it looks like Ye has been making the second entry for this week, and Kim Kardashian is saying that his behavior is going to be way more damaging to the kids than her tape will ever be. Of course, she probably knows the kids will be messed up either way, and she's passing off the blame to him before anything bad happens. But if something good happens, then she's probably going to take credit for it. What about her divorcing him? That couldn't possibly hurt the kids now, could it? LOL. Number 18, we have Jenna Ortega apparently saying that she's going to start an Only Sims account. The source is Sus News, and people think it's real, which it's not. But people are hoping that it is true. One of these days, one big star is going to realize that she can leverage Hollywood fame and do Lonely Friends, and make $100 million doing that, which would be more money than she would ever make in Hollywood. It's coming, boys. As for Ortega, she's in the next Beetlejuice film. Number 19 is this week's Super Simp. His new fiance said yes, and now that they're engaged, she told him that he can finally post a picture of the two of them online together. She was probably still looking and talking to guys and didn't want any of them to find out that she had a boyfriend. He already has no power in the relationship, and they aren't even married yet. The guy's not her first choice, but instead her retirement backup plan. Next up, we have a bunch of women acting like fraternity boys in the modern day. At least they're showing us the one thing that they're all good at. We've all seen the stats that women are now binge drinking way more than men are. Of course, if a guy wants to see a red flag for a woman he's considering dating, then this would definitely be it. What a waste of perfectly good Bud Light beer. Moving on is The Wall in Hollywood. Remember, The Wall is undefeated. In the second half of this video, they have Tom Cruise. He's a man that appears to have cheated time. There's probably an old picture of him in the attic somewhere as well. Yes, time is bad for men as well, but time is especially cruel to women. Probably because they have been cruel to men. Number 22 is a man trying to help a woman because she dropped her wallet and he wants to return it. She thinks it's an elaborate attempt to start up a conversation so she can get in her pants. And then she says no thank you. So he takes the wallet and spends the money in it ordering pizzas and Pepsis for his besties. Even when I'm not interested in a woman, at random times I've heard them say that I have a boyfriend. And then I laugh to myself thinking maybe she has no idea that I've gone monk mode. Up next is a question asking everyone if a woman should go to jail for falsely accusing a man of rape. Yes, of course she should. And Hammerhand even says the same sentence that the man should have got. Plus she should also pay back the money she had to spend to defend himself in court. Hell, why not expand her sentence with the fraud charge too? Number 24, we have an oldie but a goodie. The world's first female F-35 pilot crashed a brand new plane on her first flight. Before that, she said that she was focused on excellence. In addition to destroying the aircraft and having it sink, the armed forces needed to send a submersible down to destroy the secrets in the plane because it crashed off the waters of China. Number 25, this week's last one, is a woman claiming that the man she eventually gets together with must have two of the following three things: earn seven figures, be at least 6 feet tall, and be 8 inches long. How many guys under 6 feet tall have short peckers? Not many. So that means if she meets a wealthy guy, he won't have either of those two qualities, if he's shorter. My real question is, how does a mid-range female have so many high demands? I think she should stay single and have fun being eaten by her cats. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember that I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.